You've heard the good news tonight. I told you you were going to hear the good news. And for those of you watching online, I told you you were going to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. That's freedom. There's some scripture in the New Testament that says, oh, death, where is your sting? You know, and see, death has been swallowed up. Scripture tells us that death has been swallowed up in victory. So death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? And here's what happens. Here's how it's been swallowed up in victory. Here's why you do not have to live your life afraid of dying, afraid to go on as you heard the testimonies. Here's why you can go on tonight in victory in Christ Jesus, because of who he is as Savior, who he is as God, who came down from heaven, took on flesh, and he lives a life, a holy life, a righteous life. And he lives this life for you and I so that we can be set free from sin. And Jesus goes to the cross and dies on the cross 2,000 years ago, stripped of all of his clothes, beaten and whipped, a crown of thorns pressed on his head. And he goes to the cross. He's nailed to this cross. And there he is hanging on the cross. And everything that we've done wrong was nailed to Jesus Christ on that cross. Every failure from you and I, every mistake that we've made, everything that you have done wrong and that I have done wrong 2,000 years ago was on that cross. He died for you. He died to set you free. He died that you might have life. And when he died, death was swallowed up in victory. You see, sin is the sting of death. That's what scripture tells us. Sin hurts. Sin leaves you shameful. Sin can leave you embarrassed, afraid to put your head up at times because of what you have said, what you've done. Makes you feel like you're not supposed to be in church when you sin. It has a sting to it. For all my believers, you know what I'm talking about. Can I get an amen? Amen. It has a terrible sting, has a bite to it. Causes you to swell up. Makes you feel like everybody's watching you. You try to lie about it, but you still feel like everybody knows what you did. So then you decide not to go to church anymore. You feel guilty. You feel all alone. You go back to the same sin. You keep doing it over and over again because you feel like a loser now. You feel like you can't get it right. You feel like every time you try to get it right, it just messes up again. It stings. You feel bound by laws. It has left you with such a sting and such an embarrassment and such a guilt that now you feel like God can't forgive you, as if God is some judge that's going to bring the hammer down on you and kill you one day. Now you're blaming God because nothing's going right. But we're here to tell you tonight, those that have shared testimony in song and myself, we're here to let you know that God did not send his son to condemn the world, but to save the world. When Jesus came, he didn't come and walk the earth condemning people for the sin that they had committed. He showed up and he walked around doing miracles and laying hands on the sick and telling people how much God loves you. And he goes to the cross and he dies on a cross and he dies for your sin, for everything that we've been stung with. We should have died. We deserve death. The wages of sin is death. It's our fault. We messed up. The way our minds are, the things that we think about, it's our mess. And Jesus goes to a cross and he takes our place. He dies. And he's laid in a grave. But on the third day, the grave couldn't hold him. Praise God. my saints in the house of the Lord, y'all ready to shout and hoop. But I got to make sure that every person that's just kind of stopping by or maybe have never heard this before, I want you to get it. So this is why I'm slowing down for you. Jesus, who died on the cross, who became flesh for you and I and lived the life that we couldn't live, he was still God when he went to the cross. He's one with the Father in heaven. He has all power and authority. And when he's laid in the grave on the third day, his Father raised him up from the grave. And when Jesus rose up from the grave, the very same power demonstrated on that third day, that resurrection life that we get from Jesus Christ, as we read in Scripture, is resurrection life that belongs to you. It's the same power that is offered to you and I to give you new life. It's the same power, meaning the same power that rose Jesus up from the grave, where he was alive again. You could see the scars in his hands and the scars in his feet. The grave couldn't hold him. It's the power of Jesus Christ to come alive again. It's the same power that's offered to you to remove the sting of death. That's why death is swallowed up in victory. Because when Jesus rose from the grave on the third day, he rose up a victorious God who conquered sin and death. But in conquering sin and death, you and I who received Jesus Christ now can live a life as conquerors. Matter of fact, more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who loves us, who has strengthened us, who keeps us in his grace and in his mercy. When he goes to the cross, he does this so that you could be free today. So that you can really understand that song that they just sang. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I'm free. Because so many of you are still wrestling with the sting of death. But when you believe in faith that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, suddenly, in faith, in Christ Jesus, the sting of death is gone. And you no longer have to walk around with your head down feeling guilty about what you've done if you believe in Jesus Christ tonight. The death is swallowed up in the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. And in the power of Christ Jesus, you're able to overcome sin, failure, guilt, and despair. You'll be able to come into the house of the Lord without questioning whether God is for you or not. Because I know a lot of people come to church still questioning whether this is for me or not. A lot of people do. They come into God's house and they spend more time trying to rationalize whether I can really do this or not, rather than come into the house of God knowing that the victory was won for you on the cross 2,000 years ago, and you can celebrate Jesus freely. You can open up your mouth and you can sing the songs. You can clap your hands. You can dance. You can do the hand motions. No more shackles, no more chains. See, it's hard for some people to do these hand motions because they still feel bound and stung by sin. But if you have a picture of the cross, then you can really get to jumping and shouting and singing and dancing. Why? It is not dependent on whether you had a good day or not, because my faith in Jesus is not dependent on whether I have had a good day or not. My soul is set free because of who Jesus is. My spirit is alive because the same power that brought Jesus back to life on the third day is the same power that's been given to me. It dwells inside of me. I'm a new person. I'm born again. I've got a new life. And the devil can't have your life, not if you're in Christ Jesus. He cannot take your life. You don't have to walk around in fear. You don't have to walk around feeling guilty. You don't have to walk around still struggling with anxiety, afraid at night. Our God is a mighty refuge. He's a mighty fortress. He's alive and he's here, and the presence of God is here. And so I'm going to pray for some people tonight that don't feel like They have the victory. Victory is yours. Victory is yours. Victory is yours in your mind, too. You might be struggling with just a lot of just evil, dark things that are in your mind. My God delivers. He delivers and he sets us free from every wicked thought. He has the power to do it, to do that, to invade your mind and set your mind free from lust, from darkness, from evil thoughts, from thoughts of death and thoughts of anxiety and fear and pain and suffering. He can renew and set your mind completely free. He has the power to do that. It's an undeniable power. He comes and he invades the soul. He just comes in and takes over our soul and sets us free. And there's victory. There's victory for you tonight. You go home. You're going to go home tonight in faith. You're going to walk out of here and there's going to be victory. You're not going to be able to understand it, but you're going to shake your hands and be like, man, I got victory. I got victory. The devil can't have my life. Death is swallowed up in victory. But you got to give your life completely to God. You got to surrender. You got to fully surrender. Too many people with a sad song. No more sad songs. Do you hear me? No more sad songs. Victory belongs to you. And you have to receive it. There's no other way to live. Not now. Not these days. You got to know what song you're rocking to when you walk out of here. I'll be just plain and simple. Look, you're either rocking to the devil's tune or you're rocking to the Lord's tune. Which one is it? And everything about the devil's tune just, it leads further and further into darkness. It's just dark. The whole thing is dark. Turn it off. Play the victory song. Live the victory song. Dance with the victory song. Rock with the victory song. Shout the victory song. Jesus went to the cross for you. He won the victory for you. You didn't have to go to the cross. Rock with the victory song. Stop leaning slightly to the left. Let me just get a quick listen. You're wasting your time. You're going to mess up your spiritual eardrums. You put your ear to that. And I always say this, Tuesday night, it's an amazing night if you've never been. And I encourage you to come back Tuesday night. But I always say this, when the curtain goes down, I'll lean over to Pastor Carter and Pastor Patrick. I say, this is the biggest dance party in Midtown Manhattan. I'm serious, hands down. It is the most packed dance party on a Tuesday night. It's always rocking. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, because you just heard me reference a prayer meeting, well, at the end of our prayer meeting, because we know that we serve a God who is victorious and hears our prayers, we get to shouting and dancing at the end of every Tuesday night prayer service. Why? Because we know we have the victory and death is swallowed up in victory. Will you stand with me? If you want victory in your life, I want to pray with you. If you know, I want you to be honest with yourself, but if you know that you're here tonight and say you've been coming here for years, let me tell you, that don't mean you're saved. Just because you go to church a lot doesn't mean you're living a victorious life. I speak to a lot of people and praise God for the opportunities to speak one-on-one with people. There are people that have honestly shared with me that I've been going here quite a while and I just don't feel victorious. Well, tonight, this is for you. This is for you. Victory belongs to you. I want you to be victorious. I want you to get out of your seat real quick. I want you to come down here and we're going to pray for victory in your life right now. I want you to get out of your seat right now and just come. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Raise your hands. We do this just as a show of surrender to Jesus Christ. And as a release too, we're going to release everything to him. I say, we're not going to hold on to our mess any longer or guilt or shame. We're surrendering it to him. You just lift your hands and say, God, here I am. Now you pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, thank you Thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for me. Thank you, Jesus, for taking my place. Forgive me of my sins. I've made a mess of things. I need you to clean it up. Change my life. Make me a new person. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you to be my Savior. Bring healing to my life. Set me free from the bondage of sin. I want the victory. I want the victory in every area of my life. I'm not a loser. I'm not a failure. I belong to you, Jesus. And my life now will never be the same. I'm going out today victorious because of you, Jesus. Not because of me, but because of you, Jesus. I know now death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where's your victory? Death, where's your sting? I'm a new person, healed and set free by the power of Jesus Christ. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen.